guys. I'm high up in Juani. Oasis is returning for a summer tour. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
Oasis, the Britpop band known for timeless hits like Wonderwall and Don't Look Back in Anger, is reuniting for a tour of the British Isles next summer, ending a 15-year hiatus and presumably the long-held feud between the brothers, Liam and Noel Gallagher. The guitar band will play 14 dates in Wales, England, Scotland and Ireland in July and August, Oasis said on Tuesday. Tickets go on sale at 9 a.m. on Saturday. This is it, this is happening, the band has said. Oasis split in 2009 after many years of infighting, with Noel officially leaving the band just before a performance at a festival near Paris. Sound of Wonderwall, courtesy of Big Brother Recordings. I'm Charles De La Desma.
National Weather Service meteorologist Josh Weiss says today is going to be quite hot across the Ohio Valley, upper Midwest into parts of the Tennessee Valley, and then the Mid-Atlantic.
We're looking at high temperatures that are going to be approaching 100 degrees in some areas in the vicinity of Chicago, Illinois, and other parts of Illinois through Ohio, with heat indices that may be exceeding 110 degrees in some places as far south as the Tennessee Valley and towards the Gulf Coast. So very hot temperatures today. But that does start to shift eastward over the next few days.
At a news conference in Halifax, Nova Scotia, ahead of the China trip, U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said there are several issues the U.S. has with China.
There are issues associated with data security, with critical infrastructure, and with the underlying questions of national security associated with connected vehicles, electric vehicles. And so that has also motivated steps that we have taken on policy grounds through presidential action.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on the second day of a hearing on whether the toss-out charges against at least a dozen Republicans accused of scheming to overturn the outcome of the 2020 presidential race in Arizona.
18 Republicans were indicted by a grand jury in April on charges of forgery, fraud, and conspiracy. They're accused of trying to overturn the outcome of the 2020 presidential race in Arizona. Some of them submitted a document falsely claiming that former President Donald Trump won Arizona. When Joe Biden had won the state, at least a dozen of the 18 indicted are asking that their cases be dismissed, citing an Arizona law that bars using baseless legal actions to try to silence critics. Prosecutors say the defendants don't have evidence to back up their claim and that they crossed the line from protected speech to fraud.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.